Less than 3 months after the Culper Ring's most outstanding success, the American forces avenged the death of Nathan Hale. On 2 October 1780, British Major John André, the head of Clinton's intelligence service who had courted Shippen during the Saratoga campaign, was executed as spy against the Continental Army. Three mercenaries had caught him quite accidentally traveling in plain clothes 9 days before along the Hudson River while he was traveling back to Clinton after meeting with his top defector, Washington's commander at West Point, Benedict Arnold. These soldiers for hire had found the damning evidence in, of all places, André's boots, of which they were in the process of stealing when they found Arnold's detailed reports hidden inside. These documents consisted of plans of West Point drawn up by Benedict Arnold himself. Arnold managed to escape to the British lines after hearing of John André's capture. Despite considerable self-doubt, Washington sentenced John André to hang for espionage against the Revolutionary Army, largely in retribution for Howe's execution of Nathan Hale. The British did not adapt their use of intelligence as quickly as the Americans did, sticking mostly to traditional military reconnaissance. The British military was more acquainted with old world norms, black chambers that censored the mail, embassies abroad that provided intelligence, and courtly intrigues. Also, the military superiority of the British, and yes, a distinct degree of hubris, probably led the British to view espionage as unnecessary, since British superiority and sheer brute force would eventually win out. The British intelligence service was led by Major John André of Arnold Plot fame until his capture and execution in the summer of 1780. After Arnold, British intelligence was headed by Major Oliver Delancey, who has been described as a lusty, fat, ruddy young fellow between 20 and 30 years of age. Although British intelligence cultivated more local spies later in the war, most of British espionage at this time is marked by a naivete that local spies can be purchased and that the intelligence service was not very important or useful in British military campaigns against the inferior rebel forces. The most striking example of British laziness in the realm of spies is the relationship Delancey had with William Herron of Connecticut. Herron was a Whig, an elected member of the Connecticut Assembly, who obtained permission from the Americans to travel to and from New York and Long Island as a merchant. What's more, Herron's neighbor was an American officer, General Parsons, and he had a close relationship with him. Herron initially mentioned this offhandedly to some British officers, and Delancey quickly started a correspondence with him. Realizing how lucrative a situation he had stumbled upon, Herron started selling American secrets to the British, mostly regarding troop movements of General Parsons, which were almost completely inconsequential to British troops. After drawing the process out as long as possible, Herron's relationship with Delancey eventually ended, but not before exposing Delancey as both naive and generally incompetent. The contrast between espionage and its uses by the rebels in the American Revolution and their British counterparts are an object lesson in spycraft. The Culper Ring reflects Washington's incredibly sophisticated use of spies. The ring relied on local spies who were familiar with their terrain and well known by their communities. They therefore went completely undetected throughout their service inside enemy territory. The Culpers demonstrated incredibly sophisticated spycraft. They operated within compartmentalized networks. They cross-checked and verified all intelligence. They created multiple networks of local spies and couriers. They utilized a simple but effective code, one that utilized invisible inks to further conceal the information from the British. In contrast, the British refused either to recognize or exploit the enormous opportunities presented by spies. For the British, the American Revolution was and remained a military action against a motley of poorly trained, poorly outfitted, poorly armed, and poorly led irregular civilian soldiers. And who needs an espionage service to infiltrate such weak enemies? Not for the first time, and certainly not for the last, British hubris would blind the British commanders of the necessity of espionage as a critical weapon to protect their empire.
This ends Lecture 8. Remember to visit this course's website at www.modernscholar.com, where you'll find additional information about the lectures you've just heard. If you borrowed this course from a public library and would like your own copy of the course guide for future reference, call Recorded Books at 1-800-636-3399 and we'll send you a free copy. A shipping charge will apply.